Let's Hear for the Girls is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise.
Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard.
You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios and Speak Boise at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios,
speak and be heard.
Let's Hear for the Girls is brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communication experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprint specializes in making your organization more visible with custom brand apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. You want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com Boise or call 208 Imprint. That's 208-467-7468. Yeah.
I think that's it.
Hi, Erin.
Hi, good afternoon.
Guten Tag, Erin.
Guten Tag. Tidings to you and yours.
Welcome to the new future, folks. If you are vaccinated,
y'all,
rip off the mask and show them ugly bugs.
Yes. Yeah! Show your chapped ass lips that you've had all year.
Oh my God.
Bleeding. I know I have.
Jesus. It feels super weird.
Honestly, so if you don't know what we're talking about,
yes,
if you live under a rock, the CDC announced today that if you are fully vaccinated, which is 2 weeks past your second Pfizer or Moderna shot,
or Johnson & Johnson,
or one shot J&J.
One shot. Ooh, they should have J&J one shot.
If they hired me as their marketing person,
girl,
they would have had no problems.
Dollars.
So if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear masks outdoors as long as you're not in a super crowded setting like a concert.
Yes.
And you don't have to wear masks indoors unless it's, again, crowded. Hospitals, yeah. Prisons,
yeah, healthcare
airports.
Centers, I think, still are required to a certain degree. And it's weird because
yeah,
it was like the same time, like yesterday, Idaho moved forward.
Yes,
and
to phase four.
So it just feels like it's feels good, but also nervous.
I'm very nervous because at this time it's like, okay, how do you tell who's vaccinated? Because
yeah,
you know, unvaccinated people who haven't worn
them.
A mask, haven't worn a mask all year, don't give a shit.
No.
And they're not going around being like, oh, excuse me, I'm going to wear a mask now. So that's what makes me nervous. Colin and I have to think about COVID every damn day of our lives. Yeah. At work. I know everybody does, but our jobs especially. So it's kind of weird for us. We don't really know. I mean, we know what we're going to do. It just feels very odd.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's exciting.
Congrats, world. Good
congrats,
job.
Congrats, world.
Keep up the good work, peeps.
Keep up the good work. So sorry what's happening in India,
yes,
because this is not over for everybody, especially developing countries with worse healthcare systems than ours, I
very
guess.
True.
So,
anyway.
Anywho, can I tell you what I did before this and why I was late?
Yes.
And you can see that I did my hair kind of, and I'm wearing somewhat
yeah,
of a lip
very
color.
Cute.
Thank you so much. I was recording videos for the awards ceremony.
Oh.
And I had to do it so many times because I kept fucking up and I kept saying the wrong words. So if I like blah, 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 the words in this episode, I'm so sorry because my brain is just mush at this point.
Shut down.
But I want to know, what are you watching?
Okay, I've been excited.
Here we go.
Because I've actually been watching a lot of TV.
Oh.
So I started the Aretha Franklin, the National Geographic Aretha Genius, or Genius Aretha.
And this is, who is playing Aretha?
Cynthia Erivo.
Okay.
So this was the one that wasn't ordained or blessed by Aretha Franklin's family. So we have the movie that's coming out sometime this year with Jennifer Hudson. That's supposed to be incredible. And Aretha Franklin picked her to play the role.
Yes. And in fact, we said in a past episode that Aretha Franklin said only
yes,
Jennifer Hudson should
yes,
play me.
So National Geographic has this genius where they kind of take a section of a person's life who they consider to be a genius and kind of explore, you know, what made them a genius. And it was incredible.
Was it
I
good?
Am a huge Aretha Franklin fan.
I
don't think she looked like her. I don't think she had the mannerisms.
Yeah.
But she gave a really good performance. And
okay,
the music was gorgeous. Yeah. So I've been like downloading Aretha Franklin tracks.
Ugh.
like deck on deck.
Left
on, deck.
On right.
And then I started a TV show. It came out a few years and it's called Devs. It's on FX. It has Nick Offerman, who's from Parks and Rec, who plays Ron Swanson. It was so weird. It was so good.
Is it good?
Yeah, I was hooked.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I finished it in like 2 days.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Really weird, but I enjoyed it.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's good. Nice. What about you?
Oh, let's see. We continued our Marvel track, and per your recommendation.
Demand,
more like it. We decided to watch Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay, okay, okay.
And so we did that. We had to rent it because it is not on Disney Plus, as we talked about.
Yes.
I have no issue paying $2.99 for a rental. So if I want to watch something that bad, it's just like confounding to me that we have every streaming service ever. And like,
yeah, and you so can't like, find a freaking movie.
The movie we're going to talk about today.
Jesus.
Was not on anything.
Yeah, I had to sneaky link.
Yeah, I had to be sneaky, sneaky with my clips.
Yeah.
And so we did watch Spider-Man Homecoming. I think that Tom Holland is the most appropriate Spider-Man we've had. Mm. And I say that because everybody jokes about Tobey Maguire for good reason, because
it was weird.
He was kind of weird.
In a good way.
And Andrew Garfield, I will be totally transparent. I have not seen those Spider-Mans. I like the Sam Raimi Spider-Mans, as we've talked about, because of the nostalgia. You know, they came out when I was in middle school. I just really liked them because they were cool and exciting. It was a good movie. I really liked it. It felt very high school to me. I like when people that look that young and are fairly young play high schoolers. Mm-hmm. I hate this 35-year-old bullshit. There are plenty of very good actors at that age.
Yeah.
And so Michael Keaton was in it as, you know, we've seen him as Birdman in the movie Birdman.
Mm-hmm.
And then he plays Birdman in Spider-Man. Yeah, so it's like,
yeah.
What's the connect? You know, I was like, is that a coincidence or I don't know. So he was great. And of course it had Zendaya in it, who was the comic relief. And she was so funny.
She plays such a good, like, broody.
A good MJ. So, I was really happy with it. I'm excited to watch, Infinity War, Endgame, and then we'll watch, Far From Home. Isn't that the,
yes,
that's the order, right?
And then you can do some WandaVision.
And then we'll do some WandaVision. So that's
you're
where
almost
we
caught up.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. And so, yeah, we did that, but I've just been, you know, supplementing, of course, with Friends and Law and Order SVU.
Yikes.
I know. But yeah.
I don't know how people watch Law and Order. It makes me, like, I get anxiety.
Seth has to leave.
I have to, like, leave the room because I'm, like, in my head, I'm like, this is how I will die.
Oh, that's not what I'm thinking.
What are you thinking?
You're going to make fun of me.
Okay.
I would be thinking, I would be so good at this.
Well, as a lawyer, as a murderer.
No, as the detective.
Oh, okay.
I would be a good Olivia Benson. I really would, I think.
I think you would. I think you're just a little too caring, though.
Yeah, but you get jaded so fast. I feel like I'm not. I feel like I would be just as susceptible.
Oh, my gosh.
Regardless.
Well.
Colin's in the captain's chair. Again. Heck yeah.
Hey, I think our best episode is when I sit at the big wheel.
That makes me not feel great about myself, but sure.
No,
sure.
I'm joking. No, today we are talking about a really, I know we said we were going to do Bridesmaid. Of course, we're liars.
We're liars. You shouldn't listen to anything that we're doing.
Liar, pants on fire.
Yeah, we're liars.
Today, we're talking about our first movie musical.
Yes.
There's tons of movie musicals. There's a long history, and hopefully we'll do a lot more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think this is a great one to kind of kick off. It's semi, I wouldn't even say newish at this point because we've had so many, but it was defining as far as like, what does a modern movie musical look like?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we are talking about Chicago.
Chicago.
Fantastic movie.
20 years old almost
oh
at this
my
point.
God.
It's 2002 is when this came out.
Jesus, that's
holy
insane.
Moly. Love it.
So yeah, movie came out, was released December 27th, 2002.
Love it.
It was directed by Rob Marshall,
mm-hmm.
who is a renowned Tony winner. Mm-hmm. He has choreographed Kiss of the Spider-Woman, and I believe that was the revival.
Mm.
Damn Yankees, which was a revival, mm-hmm. I believe. She Loves Me, Cabaret, Chicago.
Mm.
So he choreographed Chicago, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Nine.
Ayo.
And then Mary Poppins, the newest Mary Poppins, he choreographed.
With Emily Blunt?
Yes.
That one?
Yeah.
Shoot.
So he directed Cabaret on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
He directed Memoirs of a Geisha, which I did not realize.
The film Memoirs of Geisha? Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
He directed Nine.
Okay.
Choreographed and directed.
Mm-hmm.
Directed Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger's Tides. Yikes.
Is that
the, I don't know. I can't
is
remember.
Is that the second one or the ninth one? Because I don't actually know at this point.
That is the seventh one. I think it was like the second or third one. Third one.
Dead Man's. You know what?
No, I give up.
I give up.
He directed Into the Woods. So he has a strong with connection Meryl with.
And Emily Blunt.
Yeah. Strong connection with Disney. Mary Poppins Returns. He directed. And then he's directing The New Little Mermaid. With Chloe, I can't remember. I think it was Chloe from Chloe and Halle.
Who's that?
They are an R&B group. God, you are so old.
Get cultured. Oh my God, you're older than me. But anyway,
hateful. It was produced by Martin Richard, who is a famous Broadway producer, and also was married to one of the J&J daughters.
Oh.
Yeah, so he got money.
Money. Yeah,
he's gone now, RIP. But they.
Oh, I bet money, he has money. A very big estate.
Yes. Screenplay by Bill Coden, who wrote and directed Twilight Breaking Dawn Saga 1 and 2.
Gross.
Beauty and the Beast, I think that's the newer one.
Oh, with Emma Watson.
Gross.
I did like that one.
Oh.
Okay.
We'll have to talk about that.
We can.
The Greatest Showman.
You hate that.
I fucking hate that.
I don't like celebrating somebody who exploited animals like that. So, no, thank you.
And then he wrote and directed Dreamgirls. So that forgives all things. That forgives all things. That man is a god in my book.
Oh, my God.
Okay, how much do you think the budget was?
Ooh, we got a lot going on. However, I'm not thinking that any of the scenes, I'm thinking of how pricey is it? Because a lot of the scenes are in prison or in a nightclub, and a lot of those places can be recycled. So 2002, I've overshot and undershot so far. The budget was probably I'm going to say 56.
Oh, you're a little high. You're just only a little high. It was $45 million.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So actually not that expensive if you think about it.
As far as things go. Sure.
How much do you think they made in the box office?
I think they made a lot.
Okay, well, thank you for that number.
Well, I 60 plus, 80, 100, 120.
What's your final answer?
143.
You're off.
By how much?
By a lot. $306.8 million.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Box office.
I hate
smash.
That game. I hate the.
Box
I hate the numbers.
Smash.
Yeah. Well, this is the one. This was when my mom covered my eyes during the sex scene.
Oh yeah.
This was probably the first musical I remember watching.
Oh, wow.
That wasn't a child's movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, do you want to do Rotten Tomato right now?
Duh.
Okay, your favorite thing.
Mm.
What was the critic score?
79.
Nope, you're off.
85.
There you go, 86.
Ooh, okay, nice.
What was audience score?
93.
83.
Oh,
so,
God.
You know, but I like it when they're both balanced.
I think so, too.
I think it means the movie was actually good.
I think it's more meaningful, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
So it's
that's
pretty, true. I think across the board, everyone thought this was an excellent movie.
Yeah, I would say so.
So a little bit about, we're going to talk about the actresses, and then we'll talk about a few other people who were in the movie. Of course, this is starring Renee Zellweger,
Fillers.
Face.
Love you.
Wax Museum.
Oh, man.
I kind of like it. Now, I'm a plastic surgery junkie. I want to look like that when I get old.
Oh,
I just want to.
Yeah.
So I personally respect the hustle. Zellweger. Renee Z plays Roxy Hart, who is our main actress or our main character. Renee, of course, has been in Jerry Maguire, Bridget Jones, all of those sequels, prequels.
She just won for Georgie's. Judy.
She was just last in Judy. Year. Cold Mountain, which was her first Oscar win for Best Actress. And then, of course, my favorite, B-Movie.
The critically acclaimed B-Movie.
B-Movie, yes. after her, we have Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Mm. She said something recently that I'd like to discuss after you get through your basics with her.
Okay.
Because I had an issue with it.
She plays Velma Kelly. Mm. Incomparable Velma Kelly. Mm. She was in The Mask of Zorro. Oh, yes. Ocean's 12, of course. The Terminal, Side Effects. And then my favorite, The Haunting, which I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
I've not seen The Haunting.
Oh, it's so ridiculous. I love it so much. I
thought she was in Side Effects.
Yeah.
She's one of the my favorite movies with her is Intolerable Cruelty with George Clooney.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's a really
movie I was trying to think because I couldn't remember.
That's a good movie. Yeah, yeah, she's they have great that. Chemistry, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they're both yeah. like sexy, but also kind of like aloof.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Like we're sexy and we do know it.
Yes.
And we're just going to move on with our life, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 for sure.
We're real people.
We're just like you.
Yeah. But they don't act like at all. No. Refuse to.
No, no, no.
Okay. So what did she say?
Okay. So as you know, Catherine Zeta-Jones is married to Michael Douglas. And they've been married for quite some time. So they have two children. Recently, she was interviewed and it was essentially saying, oh, my two children, like, despite our best efforts, ha ha ha, they're interested in pursuing acting, which a lot of actors' kids do, right? Yes. She was making the argument that it's harder for actors' children to break into the business than non-famous people, essentially, which I think is bullshit. She was making the argument that because her children are the kids of two powerhouse actors, that they have to prove themselves even more. I don't agree with that.
I don't fully agree with it because of the fact that they have more access.
Absolutely.
And they have the name recognitions. However, if you look at how many actors' children actually become famous to the same level as their parents, it's a very small percentage.
Right.
That doesn't mean that.
But think about that, you know, versus the greater population.
Oh yeah. Like if I tried to be an actor, I mean, if I tried to be an actor, yes, absolutely. It could be.
Yes.
But I'm not everybody. The rest of you losers.
Oh my God.
No, but I agree. No, I agree.
Because
she's being
like,
ridiculous.
In Hollywood, it's like 75% of it is who you know.
Yeah.
And so to disregard that at all, I can see how it would be tough because as a child of an actor, like you're probably always going to be compared to your parents.
Yes.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
But think about everyone that's tried to be in that industry for so long and you get to walk right in the door, honestly.
Yeah.
So she said that lately, recently, and I was like, no, I don't agree with that.
A little, but you know, we'll forgive her.
Yeah, well, she's still great. I still think she's a great, and she's Welsh. She is from Wales.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that. Yep. Okay. Next, we have Queen Latifah, who plays Big Mama Morton Matron.
Oh, we love her.
Big Mama Matron Morton, excuse me.
Yeah, Big Mama Morton.
She
has no, Matron Mama Morton. That's what it is.
Matron Mama Morton.
There we go.
But I call her Big Mama. Sister wife Mama Matron Morton.
No. Enough with that wretched.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
She was in House Party. She's been in the movie she's probably most known for before this was Set It Off.
Mm.
She's Taxi, Hairspray, of course, another movie musical. Mm-hmm. My favorite, The Perfect Holiday.
The Last Holiday.
The Last Holiday. The Last
you
Holiday.
You call yourself a fan.
I know.
She is in Hairspray.
She was in Hairspray.
I do like
Secret
that one.
Life of Bees. She was in Girls Trip. She was in Bessie.
Yeah.
So she has a long filmography, mm-hmm. a long history.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's so funny.
Absolutely. Then we have Christine Jane Berinsky. Thank you. She plays Mary Sunshine, the reporter.
The reporter.
She's been in Adam Family Value, Mamma Mia 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6, Into the Woods, The Odd Couple 2, and then my favorite, The Birdcage.
Oh, I love her in that. Yes. She's the mom.
Yes.
I also like her in The Grinch, the Jim Carrey Grinch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's Cindy Lou Who's mama.
No, she wasn't Cindy Lou Who's mama.
Oh, she's the hot neighbor's.
Yeah, with the gun. She's like.
Oh yeah, with the and her like tits are always out. Yeah,
she looks amazing.
Yeah, she does.
So other actors, Richard Gere, of course, plays Billy Flynn, and I don't think we have to talk about who Richard Gere is.
It's Richard Gere.
Yeah,
love Richard Gere.
Mr. Pretty Woman.
Yes.
John C. Reilly plays Amos Hart, and mm-hmm. we know and love him. Talladega Nights.
Thoughts on that personally? It's funny to me because I think back after like watching this when it first came out. That was the first time I ever saw John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, oh, he's a serious actor. Oh. And then it's the Dewey Cox story, yeah, and it's Talladega Nights, movie, and it's Step Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not that I don't love that stuff, but then but he does have, I will die on this range. Hill. He has range, it's because one of the range. Movies that we are going to talk about at some point in the podcast is We Need to Talk About Kevin, where he plays the dad. And that is a serious movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's so interesting to see like kind of like the bookends of that, of like, he has a lot of comedy movies, but I just remember seeing him first in Chicago and then being like, oh wait, he's maybe not a serious actor,
yeah,
even though he is. Yeah. So I'm a big fan of John C. Reilly.
Absolutely. Also, we have Taye Diggs, who plays the band leader. And we know Taye Diggs in tons of different movies and TV.
And Colin's favorite movie, Rent.
I hate you. Lucy Liu plays Giddy Go to Hell Baxter.
Yes.
Miss Charlie Angel herself.
Oof, she's stunning.
Yes. Cheetah Rivera, who plays Nikki, the prostitute. Mm-hmm. She was originally in the Broadway 1975 production. She played Velma Kelly.
Oh, shoot.
Yes. And then we have Colm Feore, and he plays Martin Harrison, and he was the other lawyer. I remember him from Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
He plays one of the one of the king's brothers. I can't remember.
Yeah.
So that's like pretty much the cast.
Yeah.
So like a quick synopsis. I really kind of hate that we have to talk about this, because like if you haven't seen this movie or haven't heard about the
play, I don't know how.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Well, let's start with the history of this.
Okay.
So this movie is inspired by the 1975 Broadway play same name, mm-hmm, Chicago, mm-hmm, that was fairly successful, nominated for Best Musical, Best Book of a Musical, Best Actor and Actress, and it is produced by the famed Bob Fosse.
Mm-hmm.
It was revived in 1997, and it swept the 1997 Tonys. I think it won almost every single award.
I love that.
The musical on Broadway was inspired by a play on Broadway. Good God. It was like 1924, 1925. Marine Dallas Watkins was assigned to cover the trials of Buona Anna and Belva Gardiner.
I'm loving it. No, you're doing so good.
She was part of the Chicago Tribune, and she was just covering these like wild murder trials. And so this movie is based off of a true story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting. And that the play inspired, the musical, mm-hmm, this movie, and then also a movie called Roxy Hart that had Ginger Rogers in it.
Mm.
Yeah. So the play is now called Play Ball.
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize it, but I thought it was really cool. So pretty much this movie follows the trials of Roxy Hart, who kills her lover out of passion.
Fred Casey.
Mm-hmm. And then she kind of throws her husband by the wayside, Amos. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of, it's very interesting because it's for the first time, it's in the 1920s, so the height of the jazz era.
Mm.
It's sexy, it's sensational. It's the start of like the paparazzi.
Gritty,
yeah, dark. And it really just follows kind of vignettes of different women.
Mm-hmm.
And murder. And
it's,
jail.
Yeah,
and
it's about, yeah. And so, but, you know, at the very beginning of the film, we see Roxy at this nightclub with her boyfriend, essentially Fred Casey. And, you know, she sees Velma Kelly perform, and she wants to be her. She wants to be on that stage. She imagines herself on that stage. And so we see, as you said, different vignettes of women who have been accused of murdering their husbands, boyfriends, what have you. Some for good reason and some because maybe someone just snapped.
Listen, they had it coming.
The Cell Block Tango. So yeah, it's good. And so, Billy Flynn, played by Richard Gere, is the lawyer. He's never lost a case. That's his whole thing. He's never lost a case. He always gets these women off. And
that's what she said.
That's what she said. Oh my God. And so, but it's great. It's, and you know, obviously, all of the musical numbers. I love this entire soundtrack. I've listened to it a million times.
Questions. Stop it.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
You're getting a little too excited.
Am I?
Yes.
Okay.
You have to. I'm the captain.
Right. No, right.
Jeez. Okay.
Okay.
Are we prepared for questions?
I don't know. I guess.
Well, you kind of already answered the first one. I was going to ask you to rate this movie between 1 and 10.
For me?
Yeah.
It's a 9.5. I love it. I love this movie. I've seen it a zillion million times.
She's a fan. Okay, next question. What do you think about the entire cast?
As an ensemble together?
Yes. Just give me a rating.
A 9.
A 9.
Oh. I think it's great.
9's across the board. Okay.
Yeah.
Who, can you imagine anybody else playing Roxy Hart?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to give me one name?
Okay.
And think about, I want it at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have to think about it, though.
Okay. We can visit that
later. I can visit that.
Well, no, we'll visit okay. later.
But yes, I think that she is not the only person that could have okay. played that.
Do you know a bunch about the original Broadway play?
No.
Okay. Interesting. And then how do you feel about movie musicals?
I feel very good about them. I like them a lot.
Okay. Yeah. I got the vibe that you did.
I like them a lot.
It seems like most people either love them or hate them.
Yes. A lot of people just like detest them. And I think they're fun. I think they're whimsical. I think they're good stories for the most part. Not all of them, of course.
Yeah.
But
I find if you don't like plays or theater,
then you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love theater. I was the theater camp kid every year.
Theater queen.
I will say, though, that although I can picture someone else playing Roxy Hart, I don't think I could picture someone else playing Thelma Kelly.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about it. I have some fun facts for you. Ready?
Oh, okay.
There were a few actresses who were originally up for the role of Roxy Hart. Are you ready to hear them?
I think I know one of them.
Okay, who was one?
I'm guessing Nicole Kidman was one.
Nope.
But I don't know when Moulin Rouge came out.
It was.
Was it before or
it was
after?
Before.
Then she wouldn't have been considered.
Yes. Okay. You ready for number one?
Yes.
This one, I'm not too surprised.
Okay.
Charlize Theron was originally assigned to the role.
She'd be great.
Original director.
She could play Batman, so I don't.
She was kicked out of the role.
Why?
Because the original director left the piece or left the project.
Oh, and she's so good at everything, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you ready for this next one? As some of you know, this is a Miramax movie, so Harvey Weinstein was very attached to this project. Mm-hmm. Do you know who he wanted badly? Had three execs go to her to convince her to take this role. Do you know who?
Reese Witherspoon?
Nope. You will be. Your people, she's going to scream. Are you ready for it?
Is she blonde?
She's blonde.
Helen Hunt.
No.
She would not have been a good one. Who?
Oops, she did again. Britney Spears.
That's a I hate that. I hate that.
They wanted Britney Spears.
That would have ruined the movie.
Yeah.
Ruined.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love Britney as much as the next person, but there's a time and a place, and that place is not in Chicago.
It's not the time.
Could you imagine her talking? Gross. With a boa constrictor.
Yeah. Now here's some good ones for Billy Flynn. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Hugh Jackman.
Would have been good.
He would have been excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we know his kind of history.
Would have been good.
Yeah.
Sure.
John Travolta.
Nope.
I didn't think he would be that bad.
I just have, I don't like him. I think anyone that's that much of a Scientologist is just like mentally ill, personally.
Controversial, but brave.
I don't think that's controversial. I think it's just honest.
I think,
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree with you.
Yeah.
I think there's a documentary that supports you.
There's two and a television show, Leah Remini.
Thank you, Leah Remini.
Who I love.
Remini. Leah Remini Ma.
I love her.
The original play was the original Broadway production, or the Broadway production has been the longest running musical in Broadway and West End history. It has been played in 35 countries, toured in 35 countries,
ooh,
on Broadway for 20 years,
ooh,
and has grossed over $650 million.
Not surprised by any of that. Well, that's true. When you're in New York, it's always
on.
It's always on.
Yeah.
It's always.
Like that and the Phantom of the Opera.
Always.
And Lion King.
Yeah.
Never fail.
Right.
So you want to hear some interesting Roxy Harts that have played on the stage?
Yes.
Because these are some good ones.
Yeah.
Christie Brinkley, who's like the famous supermodel.
Yeah. She was married to Billy Joel.
Yes. Mel B.
Okay.
You know, Scary Spice.
Okay. Fine.
Rumor Willis.
Rumor Willis?
Yes.
Bruce Willis's daughter?
Yes.
Yes.
Ashley Simpson?
Okay.
Lisa Rinna? Erica Jane?
Wait, the lips person?
Yeah, from Housewives.
Lisa Rinna?
Yeah, Lisa Rinna, Erica Jane from Real Housewives of Beverly
Hills. No.
Yeah,
Lisa Rinna has played Roxy Hart on a stage in front of others.
Yeah, just herself in her room.
Did she just... I can just imagine her like shotgunning.
No, let's be serious. It wasn't Lisa Rinna. It was just her lips in a
with a vodka bottle.
A little tap.
Oh, I mean, no hate. Well.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Melody Griffith played Roxy Hart.
Okay.
Michelle Williams from...
I love Michelle Williams.
Destiny's Child.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the actress Michelle Williams. Like Brokeback Mountain, My Week with Marilyn, Michelle Williams.
We're talking about...
I didn't know that was her last name. I just always know her as Michelle.
No, yeah, Michelle Williams.
The third wheel, Michelle.
Yeah. I went on a date with a guy.
Uh-huh.
I've seen this guy who's like, his ex-boyfriend took him to... to see Chicago on Broadway, and he's super excited for that same really because he thought it was Michelle Williams, and then they get on the stage and it's like Black Michelle Williams. He's like, "What the fuck is this shit?" And
I mean,
he's
like, I still like her.
Yeah, but he was just like, "That's who is this black lady?" It was hilarious.
Oh,
anyway,
oops.
Erica Jane from, as I said, from Beverly Hills. I don't know if you know who she is. She's hilarious. You should watch her. Then Brandy Norwood.
Wow.
Yeah. Some famous, Velma Kellis, as I said, Cheetah Rivera, some famous Mama Mortron, Candy Burris, who's from Real Housewives of Atlanta, and she's from Escape.
Interesting with these Real Housewives thing.
NeNe Leakes. Oh, there's another
one. NeNe Leakes?
Yeah, I would love to see NeNe Leakes.
I would actually like to see that as well.
Sofia Vergara also played Mama Mortron.
Sofia Vergara?
Yeah.
From Modern Family?
Yeah, I don't see
that's
it,
but, not...
But hey.
Did she just show up and they were like, yeah, all right.
I think she did a little bit more than that.
Okay, I just don't see that at all.
I mean, if NeNe Leakes can do it, why can't she?
Because Sofia Vergara does not have a presence of a mama. She has like a hot mama, but...
Well, hey, Mama Morton could be a hot mama.
She
hot
can.
Hot Mama Morton. What you do for mama, mama will do for you. Billy Flynn, Patrick Swayze, excellent.
I know one that was Billy Flynn.
Who?
Michael C. Hall.
That's true. Here's another one. Billy Ray Cyrus. Don't break my heart. My achy, breaky heart.
So somebody thought, you know what? We should put Miley Cyrus's dad in a Broadway play and charge people to see it.
Hey, listen, he's a singer. Let him be you.
No.
Let's talk. Anyway, let's talk about these. I want to talk about Roxy.
Okay.
I want to talk about Velma. And I want to talk about Mama Morton.
Mama Morton.
Let's talk about Roxy Hart first and foremost.
Let's do it.
I have some feelings.
Okay.
I feel like she did an excellent job.
We're talking about Renee.
Yeah, I feel like Renee Zellweger. Okay. Renee Z did an excellent job.
Okay.
With what she was given.
Okay.
I don't think it was, I think, like you said, other people could have done it better.
Yes.
But I think she met the assignment. She would have gotten a strong A. She was not hitting it out the park, though.
Yeah.
And I can't decide if because the part was written kind of poorly, not even poorly, but just like to the T, and they didn't add any additional layers to make her interesting, or if it was her acting. And I don't think it's her acting.
I think it is her acting.
You do?
I do.
Wow.
I'm not
a fan?
Well, you know, but
that's
thing.
That's a no, people.
She always delivers for the most part. There's just something about her that I just don't care for. It's just like when you just don't really like Hugh Jackman. Well, that's probably because of The Greatest Showman.
That's it.
Oh, okay. But, you know, you have an actor and actress that, like, yeah, they're good, but they're just, for some reason, there's just something about them. And I think she's good. I think.
That's how I feel about Julia Roberts, though.
That's how, my dad feels the same way about Julia Roberts. There's something about her facial expressions that it just bug me, I guess.
What did you think about her singing? I thought it was decent. I didn't think it was strong.
I thought it was annoying.
Oh my God.
So in the first scene when she's envisioning her, she's watching Velma Kelly doing all that jazz. And she's like really trying to put herself there and like envisioning like, oh, what would it be like? There's a scene in the number where like it's a quick turn transition and it goes from Velma Kelly to Roxy Hart because she's envisioning that. But the audience sees Roxy Hart on the stage and she hits the high note of jazz at the end of that number. And I was like, I don't like it.
I don't know. I didn't think that was her singing it, to be honest. I thought it sounded too good to be her. But oh my gosh.
Oh, I thought
it was bad.
I didn't care. I didn't like it.
Okay. Well, we have.
It wasn't like the worst in the world, but I just was like, well.
Yeah. I think the hard part is that everybody else around her is stellar and she's good.
That is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I could agree with that.
I don't think it really was her fault. And like, okay. And that's the hard part. It's like when watching I actually watched the movie, unlike some people. Watching the movie, I was like, she's not bad. I like her.
Yeah.
I'm actually more interested in everybody else. Like, can I know more about the Russian woman who like got hanged?
Nyet.
Or I don't know what the word she said.
I think that's probably Russian. Nyet means no.
Nyet. But I thought she was far more fascinating.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
But I think they're also fascinating because we know we only get to see them for a little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's true.
I think it's like that. Because Maya plays one of the Cell Block Tangle Women's, the singer Maya.
Yeah.
And she's great. She has a beautiful voice. Looked super sexy in her whole getup.
Yeah.
But yeah, we know we're only going to see them for a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's also hard because like for some people, especially if you are familiar with the Broadway production, like she stacked up against a lot of women, but the original Roxy Hart was Gwen Vernon, who was in love with, married to, had children with Bob Fosse. And she was a like powerhouse of a woman.
Yeah.
Fantastic dancer, fantastic choreographer, and really kind of like shaped. I mean, of course, the first actress, shapes the role, but she really shaped the role. So like right. In my head, I'm always like comparing it to her. And I was just like, and of course the movie is far different from the Broadway play.
Right.
I always just like, I thought the adaptation of it is fantastic. I just, especially for Roxy Hart and knowing kind of like the backstory, mm-hmm. I'm always like, I wish there was a little bit more. Like I didn't know what her motivation was.
We don't really get to see. The first thing we know about Roxy is that she's married. She's young. She obviously doesn't want to be married to this person, but it was out of stability's sake. She has a boyfriend who treats her poorly and lies to her.
But we never see her have an arc.
Yeah.
She's always just like, and I think that was an interesting interpretation to be like, you tell me this. It always felt like she's a good girl, wink, wink. Like,
totally.
Yeah. And never like she was a good girl who happened to be in bad circumstances and it went to worse. And then she changed because of it was always like, you got to watch out for the Roxy Hart. She looks sweet, but she's, she's dangerous.
She's a little sly.
Yeah. I wish I would have saw. And that's okay. How it was the whole time. I wish there was a bit more of a transition.
Sure.
Transformation where she was like sliding into this kind of like lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. And even when it's that part in the film where, Velma Kelly comes to her ripped tights, kind of down on her luck, like, hey, we should have this like duo. Roxy's just had a bad audition. So she should kind of, be like, okay, yeah, let's partner up. But she instead just kind of is all sassy and bitchy to Velma Kelly and says words that Velma had said to her in the beginning of towards the beginning of the movie when they meet. Like, even when she does that, it just sounds like a 5-year-old that's upset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just childish. I guess that's what I don't like.
But don't you think that was necessary for the role? Or do you feel like...
I guess.
What do you mean by child? Like, do you mean...
She kind of throws a fit.
Okay, so it like, wasn't like innocent.
I don't mean innocence. I mean immature.
Gotcha.
And that is always just that's just obnoxious sometimes, But then again, I mean, if that's the character, that's the character.
Yeah. I don't think she was as bad as you, but I don't totally disagree with you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about who I think is the true star of this film. Velma Kelly. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
When I say terrifying, I mean terrifying in the fact that she was so good.
Yeah.
Her singing was on point. Her dancing was on point. Mm. Her looks, the way that she would like look across the room or look at another actor or interact, it was just, you just, to see a person that dedicated.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, some people are like, when you see an actress, you don't want to see the hard work.
Right.
And I watched that movie, I'm seeing someone who's like studying the lines, who knows their shit. They know that person.
Absolutely.
Inside and out. Like, I see a total Catherine Zeta-Jones dissolved, and you see Velma Kelly. And she's just stunning.
That, she's like, stunning.
Bob haircut, that like, oh yeah. My God.
And she had a child not too long before that.
Really?
Because her kids are probably like 20, 21, yeah. 22 at this point. So it wasn't long after she had one of her children do this.
And she was like rail thin.
Well, I don't No, I would disagree, because that's about what I was about to say. Like, she has thighs. Like, she has,
yeah, that's true.
She's kind of built. And
what's her name was rail thin.
Yes.
I mean, she's always been rail thin.
Yes. And so that I liked seeing that, because it was a showgirl who was so desired by men, and she was this powerhouse, but she wasn't this rail thin girl.
That's
she was
true.
She was like strong, and yeah, I loved that.
Yeah, her body was intense. She was such a, and then I think the difference between when we look at Roxy Hart, Renee Z, and then Catherine Zeta-Jones, you see a total arc. You know, you see a woman, you understand why she did the murder. You understand why she's fine. You know what I mean? You constantly see like a fully realized character.
Yeah.
Whereas I just don't think you see that with Renee Zellweger. And yeah. Also, I think it's just like the skill level was, and that's the part that I'm like always like, why did Catherine Zeta-Jones never get more famous? Like,
yeah, that's good, because she's really famous, but
she's not like famous for her work.
No,
and I feel like Renee Zellweger is more famous for her work.
Yeah,
and her plastic surgery.
Remember when she was married to Kenny Chesney for like 5 minutes and then claimed like fraud for a divorce? Do you remember that?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh yeah, it was weird.
I mean, she's a weird one.
Yeah, she is kind of weird.
What do you think made Catherine Zeta-Jones so special in the role?
She,
like, if you were the casting director, why would you choose her?
She asserts dominance.
Yes.
She walks into a room. She owns the room.
Yes.
She owns everybody in it. And she has such a confidence about her. But she's one of those people that just commands attention.
Yeah.
From the get-go.
Yeah. I always think about the opening scene. Like, she's like rushing into the club, washing the blood off her hands, just murdered her sister and her lover.
Mm.
And you could just feel the frantic energy of like, I just committed murder. What the hell did I just do? Oh my God, my life is over. She runs to the stage. She pulls up her ties and she hits the pose.
The show must go on, baby.
Yeah. And you can, for a quick second, you can see her like exhale this quick breath, and then she's just in, and
she's on.
Big giant eyes, and she's on. And it's just like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like, how does someone, like, yeah, I described it, but like, she played that. Mm. Like, she, and you could physically, it felt real.
Yeah.
It felt so real. And it even, and that's the part that's kind of another layer of like why I'm so impressed. It's like, it's a musical. You know, musicals tend to be over the top. They tend to be a little exaggerated.
A little gaudy.
A little campy. And she, I think, there was moments where she was, especially when she's like actually singing during the numbers.
Yeah.
But she kind of played it straight in certain ways.
She does. And there's times, you know, obviously when she's in prison, like, she has the respect of everybody. Oh, she is nobody's like gopher or, you know, and like so when she has to play like the badass, she's so good at it, because we've seen sometimes when people have to play that badass kind of
tough girl.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, ugh, eye roll inducing a little bit. Yeah. I think she nails it.
No.
She is, in my opinion, absolutely the star of this
like,
movie.
If I saw her in prison, I'd be like, let me wash your underwear for you, sister.
Yeah.
Because I'm scared of you.
I'm scared of you.
You know, and the movie takes part in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like the mama, the head chief of them all was Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about her? Now, this is one of her first probably singing roles.
Yeah.
And probably one of her first, like, I wouldn't say serious role, one of her first main, one of the first roles that probably white America got to see her in.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Most of her work had been typically, you know, with was really popular with black audience, black cinema. Yeah. She was also was in Living Single. So she was really well known in black audiences. Right. This is her first time where it's just like the whole world knows who Queen Latifah is.
Right.
How do you think she did?
I think she did amazing. And I think that's partially because she's extremely talented, but I think it's also partially because of her chemistry with her co-stars.
Yeah.
So in the film, we see Velma and her have a very close relationship. She's Matron Mama Morton. She's in charge of all these women at this women's prison. And we see her and Velma are very close, and they have this like mutual respect, even though one of them is a criminal and one of them is not.
Yeah.
But we also see her in her own number where she is super sexy and she has this gorgeous bedazzled red dress and she's, you know, has her feather, you know, fan. Mm-hmm. And so I think you get to see her in different ways in the movie, which you would expect from Renee Zellweger, or which you would expect from Roxy Hart and Velma Kelly, but maybe not necessarily her.
Yeah.
And so I think it's her. She's just wicked talented, but also she has
just wicked smart.
She's wicked smart. But seriously, like, she has such good chemistry with people.
She is, yeah.
Because some of the scenes, and it's probably because I don't love Renee Zellweger's acting, that she's with somebody else and in the scene, and I'm just like, anyway. But like, but I love this movie. I've seen it 100 times. Like, even though I'm not like a big fan of Renee Zellweger,
you just ignore
I still
her. You like black her out.
Yeah, kind of. But I don't think she did a bad job. But yeah. Queen Latifah was amazing.
Probably by far the best voice.
Oh, she has a beautiful voice.
Beautiful voice. I think, you know what I mean, really talented. There are moments of queer baiting where kind of get this sense of like maybe she's sleeping with the girls. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's more than just Big Mama, but maybe she's Big Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I hate. I wish they were just like pulling the girl's titties out and let her suck on it. Like, if she's going to be a lesbian, be a lesbian.
That, oh, my God.
Do it. That would make your mom cover your eyes.
That's true. That would be rated X,
Cheryl,
I believe.
Cheryl would be like, oh, my God. But yeah, there was like this.
Cheryl would not pay for that.
No.
No.
But overall, I think she, fantastic actress, well-deserved role. I think from this point, from that point, you know, her career took a totally different pathway.
Yeah.
It really opened up. She, you know, did a jazz standard album. She did a lot more serious role. I don't think if she did this role, she wouldn't have gotten Bessie. Her HBO movie.
Yeah.
So she has done a lot more because of this role. And I'm glad they took a chance on her. They could have done, like, honestly, at that time, they could have picked someone like a Halle Berry or someone like, you know what I mean, lighter skin, someone like white passing. But they picked a, you know what I mean, although she is a light skinned woman, she is a big black woman. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. She's a beautiful, full figured black woman. And they embraced it. And they didn't make her, they didn't touch on her size outside of the concept of her being big, but that could be big to me is big personality.
Big personality.
You know, big love.
Big energy.
Yes.
Just,
it's more than just
totally
her size.
That. Yeah, I agree.
So overall, what did you think? I mean, you love this movie.
I love this movie.
The costuming, I'm sure you love.
I love the costume, the numbers. I love the story. I love that it's about women who have killed their husbands.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah. I do wish there were more moments. And maybe, again, this is a musical, so it's very narrative driven or like concept driven. It's not really character driven in a sense. And I think that's why Renee probably sucked, because like they probably were like, well, we don't have to put that much into her character.
Oh, I see.
I do wish there were more moments where the women could just talk about being a woman. Like, everything was about the men they murdered and love. And I'm just like,
right.
You're also, this is a great opportunity.
This does not pass the Bechdel test.
No, but there's like this great opportunity. Women talking about, it's just all women in this women prison. And there were like barely any men. There's like great opportunity for women just to be women.
Yeah.
Again, this is a musical. This isn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, that's the kind of the part where I was like, I get that. Let's talk about awards, because this movie did very well.
Yes.
So Chicago, let me pull up my notes, won quite a bit of awards. It for the 19, I think this is the 75th or 76th Oscars.
Yeah.
It won, or it was nominated for Best Picture, which it won.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal.
Big deal. And at that time, there weren't 10 movies in the...
No.
It was only 5 or 6?
Yeah.
Right?
In that film, it was Roman Polanski... Oh, no, no.
Got the wrong.
Gangs of New York. Wow.
Ooh.
The Hours.
Oh.
The Lord of the Ring, The Two Towers, and The Pian.
The penis.
Penis.
Starring
penis.
Adrian Brody.
Yeah, Adrian Broham. So they penis, won.
Who's banned from SNL, by the way, but anyway.
Which is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it is. Those are all really good movies.
All very good movies. Yeah. So for that a movie musical to win, I think the last one was like Oscar. It was Oliver.
Oh, yeah. But what have we seen since? Yeah, we see things nominated for best costume, best maybe like visual or like sound mixing, yeah. But we don't often see a musical in that best picture category anymore.
No.
This is pretty unique.
Yeah. Best director went to, Rob Marshall was nominated for best director. So
okay.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Best actress, Renee Zellweger was also nominated.
Right.
She of course lost to Nicole Kidman in The Hours.
Oh yeah.
Again, this was a Miramax movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so Harvey Weinstein was just wheeling and dealing. Mm-mm-mm. It was Renee Zellweger. It was Nicole Kidman's time, quote unquote.
Oh, interesting.
So there was a lot more publicity. There was a lot more marketing behind her than Renee Zellweger.
Right.
Renee won the next year though for Cold Mountain.
Yes.
And also well-deserved. Even if Harvey Weinstein was in the background,
mm-hmm.
I still think Nicole Kidman should have won. Or there's another movie that we've talked about that was also nominated that year.
Mm-hmm.
Selma Hayek, Frida was also
nominated. Yeah, she should have won.
She should have won that.
Yeah.
Others, Julianne Moore was for Far From Heaven. And then Diane Lane, Unfaithful. We are going to... Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes.
Okay, we need to do that.
I said that last time we talked about that the cover of that movie was like... I remember like going down the aisles in Hollywood Video and seeing that and being like, oh my God. Like a sexual awakening. I love Diane Lane though.
It was also Best Actress. Catherine Zeta-Jones, who won, was nominated for it.
So Renee was for Best Supporting?
No, Best Supporting was Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Okay.
Queen Latifah also was nominated.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Julianne Moore was nominated for The Hours. I totally forgot that she was in it.
Oh. Wait, she was nominated twice in one year?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I know that happens.
Yeah.
Like from time to time.
Yeah.
But she won the supporting actress?
She didn't.
Oh, she didn't.
Catherine Zeta-Jones did.
Right. Okay.
Meryl Streep, Adaptation. I don't know that movie.
I don't know. She's done so many.
Kathy Bates, About Schmidt.
Oh my gosh. Who is that? I think that's a Jack Nicholson movie.
Maybe. Oh yeah, that sounds right.
That's a Jack Nicholson movie.
It was also nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay, mm-hmm. Best Art Direction, which it won, Best Cinematography, which it didn't, Best Costume Design, of course it won, Best Film Editing, it won, Best Original Song was nominated, Best Sound, it was
I wonder what song it was.
I Move On, which I don't remember that one.
Oh, it's at the end. I know it's at the end of the soundtrack.
Oh, maybe.
I think it's a credits. It's in the credits.
Gotcha.
At the end. That's usually where original songs are.
Yeah. And then, of course, other movies or other awards. It was nominated like crazy.
Yeah.
Interesting enough, Richard Gere was not nominated for Best Actor.
Bummer.
I think he
would have been Best Supporting Actor nomination. I can see that.
Yeah.
Definitely not Best Actor, but Best Supporting
Actor. Oh, yeah, that's
actor.
What I meant. Best Supporting Actor. So here's the interesting. John C. Reilly was nominated that year. Did not win. Chris Cooper.
For Chicago, he was nominated?
Chris Cooper from Adaptation.
Oh, I love Chris Cooper.
He won. Ed Harris from The Hours was nominated.
Yeah.
Paul Newman.
Aw. We love.
Road to Perdition. Perdition.
Perdition. Yeah, that's a good movie.
Christopher Walken. Catch Me If You Can. I was also nominated. So it's very interesting.
I was going to do a Christopher Walken impression, but I didn't want to chance it. He's in Hairspray, too.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Richard Gere was pissed. He thought he was snubbed.
Was he?
Yeah.
I feel, though, like if the movie you're in and everyone else in the main cast is getting a nomination and you don't, that's a snub.
Yeah.
Because he did I love him as Billy Flynn.
Yeah, he did.
The old Razzle Dazzle.
He did a fine job. I don't think he has the best singing voice. I could see a Patrick Swayze like. If Patrick Swayze played that role, he would have. I'll say this. I'll be this bold.
Okay.
Hugh Jackman played the role. I think he would have gotten nominated.
But Hugh Jackman was too young then. I wanted an older man.
Yeah.
And so a Patrick Swayze, I think, would have been really good. But Richard Gere has that. He just is, has that sophistication about him, just in the way he looks. He is a classically handsome man.
Yeah, but he had this edge that was very like Chicago lawyer, kind of shady.
Kind of schmarmy.
Yeah, schmarmy. I love that.
You're welcome.
Oh, schmarm on
Take
my
that
bagel.
One for free. A little chicken shawarma to it, you know? But he's just like one of those very classically handsome. Yeah. Charismatic men. And of course he was a household name. We know Richard Gere from a million zillion things. I feel like Hugh Jackman would do a really good job, but there's just something about the fact that Billy Flynn is older, and the thing that is so great, and I think that Richard Gere portrays really well in the character, is that he doesn't give a shit about these women.
No.
He is here for the press and the money.
Yeah.
He's never lost a case. And so we see that at the end of the movie. I hope this is not disturbing any of your questions. No. But at the end of the movie, we see, he gets Roxy off, and she's used to all of this fame and all of these reporters. And then right when she gets off, you know, the courthouse is kind of empty. And then right outside the courthouse steps, this woman shoots her husband in broad daylight. All of the reporters that were at Roxy's hearing flock to there, the reporters and everything. And Richard Gere's like, oh shit, here's my next client, yep. You know? And so.
And he did the same thing with Lucy Liu.
And he did the same thing with Lucy Liu. And so you see, you know, Roxy Hart being like, well, what about me? What about me? And then, you know, yeah. Richard Gere's like, that's Chicago. Like, beep, boop.
I want to tie it back to Renee Zellweger.
I like that.
We don't get that kind of understated, underlying kind of, characteristic or story that we get from almost every other character. Mm-hmm. And even if it's just, like, real subtle, like, Queen Latifah was the same way. We can tell, like, yeah, she cares for these girls, but she's getting a piece of the fame. She's getting a piece of the notoriety.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, you get to see that with every single character except for her. And I don't know if it's because her character was written poorly. And now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, well, shit, if they did this for everybody else, Renee, what's going on, girl? Well, like, what's really like, oh, no, we're going to screw up the main actress.
No.
Yeah, so I think you won me over.
Oh my gosh.
That would be a great detective or lawyer.
That would never happen. I have considered that career path. And like I said a little bit earlier, like the immaturity of Roxy Hart. And so with that scene I just described when she's in the courtroom, it's basically like she's stamping her foot. Like, what about me? Like, it's just kind of like, shut up. Like, you got off on a murder trial where you killed someone in cold blood. No self-defense.
Yeah.
Like, and then you did everything wrong and you're just kind of this starry-eyed, like, oh, pay attention to me. I just don't like that. I just thought that was annoying. But yeah, doesn't ruin the movie for me though.
No. It's a great movie.
I love this movie.
I would say to anybody, what would you drink? We haven't done that in a while. What would you drink with this movie?
Well, you know, I think that this drink it needs to be like a whiskey. It cannot be this like foofy, like it can't be a foofy drink. It's not going to be any sort of Southern mint julep or.
See, I was going to say or gin.
Wine. Gin would be good.
Yeah.
Gin joints, because they're in gin joints.
I would say like I love a bee's knees.
Oh.
Ever had one?
Once. I don't love gin, I'll be honest.
Or like Tom Collins or just something.
Yeah. I think just like.
Old fashioned.
Yeah. An old.
Dark and stormy.
Not like straight alcohol. Not like a straight spirit. Just like, but a cocktail.
Yeah.
Like an old fashioned or.
Dark and stormy. Yeah.
I think a Tom Collins would be fine.
Yeah.
An amaretto sour. Just something like.
It's going to hit you.
But it's also kind of sophisticated.
Yeah.
Two, it's not like a vodka crayon. Renee Zellweger would drink vodka crayon.
No, she wouldn't. She'd be like, can I get a vodka soda?
Can I get a cage-free water? And cage-free I'm just kidding.
You got to stop disrespecting that woman.
You've been doing it the whole time, too. Oh, my God.
But I still love her. Anyway.
You do?
Yeah, absolutely. Me and Renee Zizi go back.
Do you think she's listening? Is that why you're saying that?
Renee.
Oh, I don't think so. She might stumble upon it one day.
She will, and she'll love me. She'll hate you.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, folks, thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
This was so much fun.
That went by so fast.
I did.
That really did go by so fast.
It was an excellent movie. I think we should continue on the lie and just say, like, our next movie is going to be.
Yeah. Oh, what should we lie about?
I don't know. Pardon me. I don't know. I have been really wanting to get you into some weirder movies.
Okay. I don't want to do I don't want to do a comedy next because we've been doing a lot of, we've done that.
Lighthearted, yeah.
Yeah. Like we did Booksmart and stuff and then we did the Oscars. So
I'm going to.
Serious one.
Is it going to be my turn or your turn to pick a movie?
I don't really think we take turns all that well.
I'll just
pick because when I ask Colin, by the way, it's met with I don't care. So we can lie.
I said what I said.
You said you don't care. So it's hard to be like your turn, my turn. But what would you like to do?
I'm not gonna. I'm gonna think about it. I want to pick like an A24 movie studio or A24 movie, something really weird, something like bizarre. Maybe I don't know if I want to get into horror yet, but I want to get into like a weird.
Like what? Give me an example.
Like Hereditary.
I want to do Midsommar. Just because I want to see that movie. I just love Florence so much.
Maybe we could do Midsommar.
So you just want to like
a killer dress that I really want to see.
Is it about a dress that kills people? I'm not fucking watching that. I'm not fucking watching that.
We might have to watch it now.
No.
But yeah.
I don't like those kinds of movies. They're not believable.
So who cares?
I care.
You might have to watch it.
Ugh.
But hey, folks, if you have some ideas and you really want to make Aaron
get me out of watching this dress movie.
The killer dress. Give us some ideas.
Okay.
We probably won't listen to you, but hey, at least
we haven't listened to anybody yet.
Yeah, but hey, at least we make you think
we're soliciting feedback.
We're reaching out.
Reaching out.
Reach out.
No, we're not.
Anyway, folks, have a great evening. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Speak Boise.
Great morning. Thank you, Speak Boise.
Yes. All right. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Ta-ta.
Bye.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Colin.
And you've been listening to Let's Hear It for the Girls. It's always a great time at Speak Studios in Boise, Idaho, and we hope you enjoy learning about the girls.
Now listen, you better like, subscribe, and review us on all major platforms. We'll see you next time.
And thanks for listening. Thank you.